This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. When the Red Sox recently honored the Green Mountain State on Vermont Night at Fenway Park, they selected two recent graduates of St. Michael's College to throw out the first pitch, or pitches. Danny Divis and Justin McKenzie got the honor. They were both members of the St. Mike's hockey team, and while they were students, they started a mental health awareness campaign called Hope Happens Here. This past spring, they were recognized with a national award for collegiate athletes who give back to their community. It's called the Hockey Humanitarian Award. Their activism also got them noticed by the Red Sox organization and led to them throwing out the first pitch. I caught Danny Divis the other day to ask him about the work that he and Justin McKenzie have been doing.
Hope Happens Here is an organization that Justin and I started in the summer of 2015. We were actually coming back from Boston after visiting friends. I was going to drop him off in New Jersey. And he mentioned that he lost a friend to suicide and was looking to just put on an awareness game for him. And just kind of the idea of, you know, the awareness of mental health, because people, I guess in athletics was the main thing we really started with, because there's a lot of stress involved with, you know, performing on and off the field or the ice or the court. And I think that was a big part of what happened to his friend, and it became overwhelming, and they had just found his body, I guess. So it was a tough time for Justin, and he wanted to do something. And he said he approached our athletic director and our coach, and they both encouraged us to do something more than that. So it just kind of got the ball rolling there, and it was just all about spread. You know, we just started, you know, let's spread some awareness for mental health. That was really all it started with, and that's kind of still the same message today.
You know, you talk about athletics and that was sort of the genesis, was this idea of mental health awareness and taking care of yourself, and particularly if you're a student athlete. And there's a lot of pressure, as you said, but there's also this sort of, you know, whether you're a male or female athlete, there's this sort of sense of macho-ness or toughness, and, you know, that maybe you got to be tough all the time. And I'm curious if you have felt through your athletics that you had to wrestle with that idea.
I think that that's definitely just kind of part of it at times, and that's like the real, that was one of the biggest issues. It was just, I mean, hockey is definitely one of those cultures at times. I think that it's changing because of organizations, I think, like Hope Happens Here and people speaking out about it just in general. But yeah, there's definitely this idea, Justin and I used to talk about jock culture and how that's kind of a thing where, you know, you have to be a certain way depending on your sport, or you have to seem tough because you're an athlete. And you know, physical toughness and mental toughness are two completely different things, and we were kind of trying to, you know, start that understanding, I guess, and start spreading that more. Because you can be as physically tough as you know as anyone out there, but it doesn't mean you're mentally tough, and you might be going through some things, and it's okay to be going through things.
So how have you guys worked to try to break through that stigma and really create this awareness? What do you do with the organization?
Our first thing we did was just go to a volleyball game with a poster that said Hope Happens Here, and had some flyers that we handed out. And while we've, you know, grown in terms of our posters and our handouts and what we do, that was like the main message, and that's kind of still been the same message. It's kind of just been creating awareness, being present. We have t-shirts that say you are loved, and they're purple. And it's funny to see a bunch of hockey players wearing those, but that's a pretty strong message right there when you have a bunch of kids, you know, 6-foot hockey players wearing you are loved shirts in the dining hall. It is, you know, there's a table full of purple shirt kids wearing that stuff. It's funny, but it actually, I think that creates a change in and of itself, just seeing that, that happen. So the support from our team, I think, was a huge part of why we were successful, for sure. Because without them, you know, we wouldn't have really taken off like that. But in terms of what we really do, it's being present and kind of helping people, I guess, get them more aware and cognizant of mental health in general.
It would be kind of a striking thing to see a bunch of, you know, 6'5" guys wearing You Are Loved t-shirts. What's the reaction on campus?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. St. Mike's has absolutely embraced it. I'm sure it was a little bit goofy at first. I'm sure people, the first time we did that in 2016 or 15, I'm sure we had some looks that were just like, what the heck are these guys doing? But as the message, you know, continued to become stronger and people realized, you know, there's a lot, everyone's got baggage and everyone has stuff going on. And that was kind of our message that The school absolutely embraced the cause, and it has been, in my opinion, it's, you know, really become a big part of St. Mike's, the culture there. So that's, without St. Mike's being the type of place that it is, I don't know if we would have been nearly as successful with spreading the message.
And that got you recognized for this national award, the Hockey Humanitarian Award, and you and Justin won it together. What did you think when you realized you were a finalist and then got the award and went to the ceremony?
That's actually funny because I was just talking to Justin about it the other day. I don't think that either of us really understood how big of a deal it was when we were nominated, which was the first step as like the one of 15. And then we were finalists. We were like still really pumped, but it was one of those things. It was like, you know, you want to stay even keel just in case it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it did happen, I mean, we were on the phone with someone from the Hockey Humanitarian Award Foundation and went, like, we celebrated so hard. We were super pumped. Like, we were screaming and yelling, and our parents were there. Like, they were all excited. But I still don't think we even really understood how big of a deal it was and how much recognition that we could get and how much awareness that we could spread. Because that was the biggest thing for us when we were getting all this recognition. It was really exciting for the two of us personally, but for the cause itself, it started to grow so much more. And that's when we realized how much it's helped further the cause. And now that we're looking into becoming a nonprofit, we're going through the red tape with that right now. As that is happening, we've realized how big of a deal the Humanitarian Award was in helping that happen.
So you are going to try to keep this going, even though both of you have graduated and you're moving on to bigger and better things. You're still planning to keep the organization going?
Yes, that is the next big step into this whole thing. We are, you know, why would we want to leave that after we got all this awesome awareness spreading and this message that's been so, it's really been picking up some steam. So we were thinking, well, if it worked so well at St. Mike's, why don't we expand to other schools and try to create chapters there? So as I mentioned, we were working to become a nonprofit right now. There's a lot of paperwork involved in that I don't understand. So I'm not really doing that part of it. I'm sure someone else is helping us with it, though. And then the idea would be to help to try to spread to other schools. And I mean, ideally, in, you know, 10 years from now, you see Hope Happens Here chapters all across college campuses in America.
Meanwhile, what are you and Justin doing now that you're graduated?
Justin is a big-time tech software engineer at UBS Financial right now, actually. He works in New Jersey. And I got super lucky, and I'm going to play hockey in France professionally for a year. So I'm kind of putting some things on hold. I had planned on going to law school, but I'm going to defer because I think this opportunity is going to be pretty special to be able to do that for a year.
Do you speak French?
I did a little bit of Rosetta Stone this summer, but not. I'm not fluent. I think hopefully through immersion, I'll figure some things out.
So before I let you go, what was it like to throw out the first pitch at Fenway Park?
That was an absolute whirlwind, and I wish that I had kind of been able to like sit and meditate for a minute on the field, to be honest, and like really drink it in, because I had friends and family like screaming and yelling, and Justin and I were just super, super happy. And then the next thing you know, we're whisked off the field and the game, like the real game, has to start. So
they didn't let you play in the real game?
No, they didn't. No, we had a 1 second pro contract, I guess.
Right.
But I didn't throw very well, to be completely honest, but I have a built-in excuse that I'm a hockey player, and maybe if we had sticks, it would have been better. So I have that excuse regardless of people still giving me grief, but I don't know. It was still a great experience either way.
So did you stand on the mound, or did you come in and get closer?
Since there was two of us throwing at the same time, they had us closer. Also, I feel like they probably don't want, you know, normal people touching such a prestigious mound like that. I really, if I got on the mound, I would have, you know, shaken off the catcher and tried to throw a curveball or something.
Well,
in there,
obviously.
For sure.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
A little off speed there. Really get the people going with that one.
Well, it is very cool. And of course, you know, all of these honors coming to you because you and Justin started this mental health awareness campaign. Again, it's called Hope Happens Here. Danny Divis, congratulations. And thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Really, really appreciate it.